Thank you, Randy. Good morning, everybody. I'm from the Food Quality Lab in the Bessemer, Maryland, and our lab, as you know, is working on the for the fruit and the vegetable quality. And my work, my project, so basically on the mechanics for the fruit ripening. So the I selected my work first about 6 years ago, and I started this project. And I work on the chemodeling, not because I'm chemodeling posting, and also because the chemodeling is important to the whole plant's growth and development. And but not much work on the study on the calcium chemodeling, the mechanics in the during the fruit ripening. So first, I give a little bit of background of the calcium chemodeling. We know that calcium is important during the fruit ripening, and this is a physiological disorder shown in the tomato, say the bottom end and rot. And a lot of people doing this work, and they know the best is doing this. And but most people think this is related to the for the cell wall, and because calcium is involved for the pectin crosslink. And however, in the last decades, we know that calcium is very important in the cell as the second messenger. And a lot of the signals, the stress signal or the environment signals, and also the hormone signals like the insulin, and all can be there as the trigger for the calcium changes in the cell. And so the calcium change in the cell, in the cytosolic calcium change, they can, as the second messenger, to activate a lot of the calcium receptors. And the chemodeling is one of the important and the ubiquitous receptor in the cell. So, and the chemodeling itself is not really the, say, the enzymatic functions, but it can as the modulator to find a lot of targets in the cell, then involved in the almost all physiological reactions and biochemical reactions. So, and that's why I try to find what's the calcium chemodeling and what's the function during the fruit ripening. And first I look at the for the gene expression during the ripening. This is here the bottom panel is the tomato fruit development and the ripening. They have a lot of stages. I searched the database, there's about 6 close related chemodeling genes. So I use them to study the expression profiles during the ripening. As you see that the all 6 chemodeling is showing the similar pattern. And in the, during the early fruit ripening, there's some very high expression, but it is keep the not of that kind of obvious peak, keep the stably high expressed. However, in the during the mature green and the bulk stage, this is for the fruit change from the for the enlargement to the fruit ripening. This process, you see the obvious decrease of the chemodeling expression. And after the brick stages, then in the tune stage and the orange stage, during this initial issue of the ripening, you see the high expression of the chemodeling. And also, you see that the one of the gene, we call it Chem2, showing the very dramatic response to the development stages. And when you look at for the chemodeling genes in other tissues, we see the chemodeling majorly expressed in the roots and the fruits. So the when you see the expression that they have different genes that are responsible to the different tissues, they're different. So the majorly highly expressed gene, camelin gene, is the CAM2 in the fruit. And when you look at it for the several tomato mutants, ribellin mutants, like the ring, NOR, and the NR, these are the S-nerve receptors, and the others, and more or less related for the ribellin, and we know the pathways for this genes now. So some kind of the mutants, they already did a lot of study, and we see this calcium camelin in this mutant, they're showing the, compared with the wild type, show the really different response. And especially for this gene, CAM2, you see that during the transition stage, the 45 to 50 days, there's the stage for the maturing and the ripening, for the break stage, maturing and break. So you see that in the wild type, it is a low expression, very low expression, but in the mutants, they're highly expressed. Especially in the for the NOR and the NR mutants. So it's very interesting to see that in the some kind of relationship for the camelin related to the ribellin. And also they would do the estrogen is the major plant hormone during the ribellin. So we see they will also examine the estrogen responsible of the camelin. Then the estrogen, as you see, all of them showing a positive response to the estrogen treatment. So what's really going on in the during the ripening? What's the really role for the camelin? So we did the transformation. When we do the stable transformation for the camelin gene and the overexpression and downregulation, but we didn't see that the obvious changes because maybe we used the promoter, it's 35S promoter, and also used the fruit specific promoter, but it didn't really show that clear difference. However, there's a technique for the agro infiltration, so we can catch the stage. We know that in the maturing, the early maturing, the camelin will go in the dramatic change. So we specifically inject these constructs to the fruits in the stage. And this is showing this working. The gene, you see that this is for the macro gene, GFP, when after injection, 4 days, it's starting. 3 days after 3 days, you start to see the signal, and 4 days you see the high signal. And so we inject our gene either in a sense direction orientation or in the antisense orientation. You see that gene in the 4 days is highly expressed, and in the sense construct, then the here, you see that after that you see highly expressed. Then the lamin is decreased this gene. But for the antisense, you see that in the 40s starting the decrease, but in the 11 day after that start increase. So that means this is temporarily expressed for the gene after the 40. Actually, we're starting to see that after 1 week, you see the transgene decreased. So this indicated this gene we can specifically target the specific stage for the control of gene expression. And this is the results. We see that this control in the 11 day after the ripening, and here's the antisense, the fruits. You see the fruits the ripening, actually the start in the 40s, you see the results, and this 11 days, you see the fruits become red, and but for the sense fruit, there almost no change in the color. So it's obvious that decrease the gene expression in the maturing that can speed up the ripening, but the enhanced gene expression can delay the ripening. So this is the model we see during the fruit development, in the gene expression was highly expressed during the fruit enlargement, possibly involved for the cell division and the expansion, and then in this stage, in the maturing and the break stage, the decreased. Then in the turn stage, become increased. If they do something here for the Cameron gene, then we can have some control for the ripening. And the last part we'll talk about, also look at for the gene changes in the maturing stage, how this impact for the fruit decay, disease resistance. And during the post-harvest, we know that wounding and mechanical damage is a major thing. So we look at the gene expression to respond to the wounding, and also see the positive response for this gene. Actually, all the genes for the Camonin, but the major is the Camonin 2 gene. And when you use the botrytis infection, and we do see the major effect, the response for the botrytis is when do the mocking, and most I think is the response is kind of the mechanical damaging the response, and they do some the more response for the gene expression for the botrytis, but mostly is the wounding response. And when do the inoculation of the botrytis for the transgenic expressed or depressed Camolin the fruits, you see that for the antisense fruit, they're showing that the easily you see they get a decay, the enhanced decay. But for the if you increase the Camolin gene in this stage, you see that the less decay. So, to conclude this part, you see that six Camolin genes are showing double peak pattern, and highly in the early stage, and they also much higher during the ripening. And but in the stage for the transition from enlargement and the ripening, this downregulated, dramatically decreased, and the high expressed most responsible gene is Camolin 2 for the whole fruit development. And if we change the expression during the maturing and the ripe birth stages, you see that reduce the expression can enhance the ripening and increase this expression delay ripening, but enhance the Camolin expression can make the fruit more tolerant to the wounding and the decay. Thank you all, and also this part of work is done a lab with the collaborations of Wen Jurek and also my postdoc Hui Peng. Thank you all. Questions.